Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we begin Siman Reish Nun Beis, and we encounter a halacha that's already been mentioned once, but we're going to add a new twist today. And that is as follows. So the halacha is that a person is allowed to have a non-Jew do work on his behalf on Shabbos if the non-Jew is a kablan, meaning a contractor, and the non-Jew is not being directed to do the work on Shabbos. So for example, if a person gives his car into a mechanic before Shabbos, knowing that the mechanic is going to do work on Shabbos for him, still, it's mutter as long as the Jew is not directing the work to be done on Shabbos. Because why? Since you're not paying him for the time that he spends working on your behalf, but you're paying him for the job completed of getting a fixed car. Therefore, we consider his work that he does in order to complete the project to be work on his own behalf. He's doing it for himself in order to accelerate the time frame. And therefore, the fact that the guy works on Shabbos is his own volition, and it's not considered at the direction of the Jewish employer, and therefore it's permissible. However, if you direct him explicitly to do the work on Shabbos, it's certainly usur. Or if you give the car to the mechanic, or let's say shirts to the dry cleaners, or anything like that, that has a kablonas type of arrangement, where you're paying for the job and not by time, which is generally permissible, as even if the work is done on Shabbos. However, if you, let's say, give it to him on Friday afternoon, very close to Shabbos, and you pick it up right after Shabbos, where the only possible time for the non-Jew to do the work is on Shabbos, then it's usur. Because then it's as if you're explicitly directing him to do the work on Shabbos, because he has no other chance of completing the job in a time frame that doesn't include Shabbos. So that's the halacha of kablonas. So a schir yoim is an arrangement that's always going to be problematic if there's a malacha involved. So if, let's say, you're employing a non-Jew to do work on your behalf, and he's getting paid by the time that he works, for the hour, that's a problem always if he does malacha, because it's considered an agency of the Jew. When he does the work, since his time is yours, and he's working on Shabbos, the work is as if it's being done by the Jew, the employer, and therefore it's going to be usur. But a kablan, which is a contractor, who's getting paid for the job completed, it's mutter as long as you avoid explicitly directing work to be done on Shabbos. There's a very interesting machlekes between Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik Livracha, has an interesting kula. If, let's say, I give, let's say, my car to a mechanic on late Friday afternoon, and the deal is that I'm going to pick it up first thing Monday morning, is that permitted or is that usur? You know that the guy's going to fix the car on Shabbos. He's a kaplan. And the question is as follows. His work, technically, conceptually, can be done on Sunday. But we know that he doesn't work on Sunday. If he really wanted, if he was really pressed for something, he's late on a project, maybe he would push himself and work on Sunday. But he is not open on Sunday. He doesn't work on Sunday. So do we say that since, for all practical purposes, he's not going to do the work on Sunday? So if you're giving it to him late Friday and you're making him have the job completed by Monday morning, it's as if you're directing him to do the work on Shabbos, because he has no other chance to do the work without doing it on Shabbos, because he doesn't work on Sunday. And it has to be ready already first thing Monday morning, so maybe it's usur. Or do we say that no, conceptually, he could choose to do it on Sunday. If he was pressed, he would do work on Sunday. And therefore, it's not directing him to do the work on Shabbos. He, on his own accord, decides to do the work on Shabbos. But technically, he could do the work on Sunday. That's the machlekes between Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. Rav Moshe was makel. Rav Moshe says that since if he was hard-pressed, he would do work on Sunday. And he conceptually could do the work if he chooses to on Sunday. So it's not koveya melachta on Shabbos, and it's mutter. However, Rav Yashiv was machmer. He said that since, for all practical purposes, you know that he won't, because he's not going to work on Sunday. So in this case, it's as if you're koveya melachta on Shabbos, and therefore it's usur. How do we paskin? Well, it's best to try to be machmer like Rav Yashiv, but b'shas hadchak, if it's an extenuating circumstance or it's a time of need, you could rely on Rav Moshe and allow this arrangement to be done.